Good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you today we come again in your house. We would like to know your word and then to meditate it. And at the end, we want to live in the word. Thank you, Father. Please lead us to understand this all the word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were are filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Don't close the Bible, because actually we need to read the whole chapter, but too long for me. So we receive first verse. If you see your Bible, this I call modern Bible, we can see that the book of Luke and Acts are separate. After the book of Acts, we can see the book of John, and then after that, the book of Acts. Actually, Luke and Acts is one. Let's see Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 1. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which has been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. Most excellent Theophilus. And then we see Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. And then now this is the second part. So, thanks God, Luke can write two part of this book. The first part, we know the book of Luke. And then if someone asks you, what is the content of the book of Luke? Then very easy. Just say the content of the book of Luke is the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus from beginning till Jesus returned back to heaven. That's the book of Luke. Now the second book. When I was in seminary, the professor told me that the second book of Luke is the story of the church. But after read again, then I can say that if the first book of Luke talk about who is Jesus, then I want to say the second book talk about how should the believer live in this world. I mean, of course, to know Jesus is good. But if you know who is Jesus, but you don't know how to live, so I can say, what for? In other side, I can say, if you want to live like Jesus, but you don't know who is Jesus, then I can say, how can? So, knowing Jesus and live as Jesus is a couple position that we need to do. That's why we have the book of Luke and we have the book of Acts. Knowing Jesus is not a knowledge, but knowing Jesus is an experience. That's why I can say that Jesus is Logos, Jesus is the Word. The Word is the Spirit. So, the person who knows the Word is the person who lives with the Word. The person who lives with the Word is the person who drives by the Word. Today, the church needs to live, drive by the Word. I mean to live according what the Word wants us to do. That's why we have the book of Acts. Today, church need to learn how the church should live according this book. Many churches already forget to live as the church in the book of Acts. We know that last week, we celebrate the coming of Holy Spirit, Pentecostal Day. That's why this morning, I want to lead you to know how should the church live among the world in the context of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 1 of the book of Acts talk about the church that waiting the Holy Spirit. Chapter 2 talk about the church who received Holy Spirit. It's amazing how Luke tried to write chapter 2. I don't know who is the advisor, but I believe the advisor is perfect advisor. That's why this writing is very good. I mean, very systematic. When we see chapter 2, we can see three kind of church who received the Holy Spirit. Three kind of the church. Number one, let's open together. First one to talk about receive the Holy Spirit. Now we see from verse 5 to 13, what happened after the church received the Holy Spirit. After the church received the Holy Spirit, we can see that they filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave him utterance. Speaking other tongues. I don't want to bring you go deep in academic debate, yeah. But speaking is in the tongue is something new for them. Something new for them. So I can say that when they receive the Holy Spirit, there is a new sign. The church that receives Holy Spirit must the church who has new sign. The sign and miracle have two feedback. First feedback, we can see at verse 6. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and they were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. You see the word confused in Bahasa Indonesia, confused and, oh, how can it be? You know what I mean? When the church show a sign, people always say, oh, OMG, how can it be like that? A shock, That's the first feedback. That's why if we make a three-night revival meeting, after the second night, more people come. Come to that church. There is a sign and miracle. Many people lay down when the pastor, blah, 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 blah. That's the church that led by the Holy Spirit. That's the first feedback. But the second feedback, always like that. If there is a positive, always there is a negative. We see verse 13. Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. Oh, so sad. Others say like that. So, that's common in modern church. When the church do miracle, and people say, yes, that's, I want it. But other people say, no. There's a trick. They cheat people. They use like a psychology influence to make people believe like that. I don't believe it. This is the first part. The second part, the church who received the Holy Spirit is the church who preach about Jesus. We see from verse 14 to 40. After Peter received the Holy Spirit, then Peter came out and he preached. I don't know who is Peter's homiletic teacher, but I believe one thing, that because of Holy Spirit, Peter, he didn't go to seminary, and then he can speak. After he speak, so powerful, 3,000 people repent. We can see from the first 41. That then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. 3,000. If SP have a big revival meeting, and then PSAM or Piriki speak, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then 3,000 people come, and we need to move. That's another problem. Because this room only for 300, not for 3,000. Yeah. So amazing. But 3,000 only and stop, brothers and sisters. Today, we need to see the third step of the church who received Holy Spirit. We can see from verse 42 to 47. So, I repeat again, the church who received Holy Spirit is the church who have sign and miracle. The church who received Holy Spirit is the church who preached the gospel. The church who received Holy Spirit is the church who is multiplication. This is the most important. Sometimes in the church, we don't have sign, we don't have miracle. Sometimes in the church, we don't have person who has very strong charismatic, who can preach and make people come to believe Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, thanks God. If you don't have number one, number two, but if you have number three, I believe the church can multiplication. How can? Let's read together from verse 42 to 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostle. Now all who believed together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking the bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising of God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added the church daily those who were being saved. Brothers and sisters, the church who received Holy Spirit is multiplication church. How can multiplication happen in the church? The Bible told us, number one, the believer live in the teaching of the apostle. Bible teaching, number one. They love to know God. They love to study the word of God. Remember, a few months ago, we have an apologetic conference in SP? Yeah. I try to see the difference between apologetic conference with SP retreat when Pastor Benjamin come to this place. Friendly speaking, if you ask me, which the message is more solid, then I can say that apologetic preacher is more solid than retreat. But why people come to retreat but less come to apologetic? This is a sign that want to tell us that SP member love to hear this kind of preaching rather to hear apologetic message. Apologetic message needs you to think deeply and to take out the meaning of the word. But another said, retreat preaching always make you happy. Feel that God loves you. You don't need to have a preacher that say that God loves you because God already loves you. Amen? God already loves you indeed. Yes, I know that because the Bible told me. The first disciple, the first church, they are growing because they love to hear the teaching of the apostle. They live in Bible teaching. That's number one. Number two, they love to have fellowship one and another. Yeah. Fellowship. Fellowship means brotherhood, sisterhood in one church. When I start Phoebe, now Spin, I always let them know that we are one family. We are one family. Pastor Sam always said, our spiritual blood is thicker than our human blood. Fellowship. Today, people love fellowship, but they don't want to have one heart. We have one spirit. Yeah. We have one spirit. And then the Holy Spirit that make us one is a good sign for the world, because the world always live for themselves. But when the Holy Spirit come upon your heart, then you live for God. You live for other. Of course, you live for yourself. That's a good combination. And then this is a good sharing for other people. That's the second sign. The third sign, the church that multiplication is the church who live in one love. Who live in one love. Brothers and sisters, how many of you know each other in this room? Maybe we don't know each other. How many of you, when come to SP for the worship and then stay at the same leaf, and then just, who are you? Who are you? We come to the same church, and then we are in the same leaf. Why don't you say, hey, brother and sister, although you don't know her name? Yeah,
We just say. We just know our house church, 15 people. Remember, SB has more than 500 members. Yeah. Love each other. Yeah. Love each other is the third sign. And the fourth sign, the Bible told us, praising God, the church that have Holy Spirit is the praising church. I came from conservative church. In conservative church, they always have choir. When they practice choir, they practice around 3 hours a week. Like that. I am the pastor, one of the pastor who never make choir group. Because for me, if everybody sing because of the Holy Spirit, then we no need to have another group. Just everybody sing. That's why I like SP, because no choir group. Same like Phoebe, we don't have time, we don't need to make choir group. But everybody who feel the Holy Spirit, they will shout to the Lord, even out of tone. Yeah. If everybody shout to the Lord, if you, 3% out of tone, nobody care. Because we just sing and then praise the Lord. Because of what? Because of the Holy Spirit. Remember, David said, when the Holy Spirit come upon me, I will sing and dance. I know this song in Bahasa. But I will not sing this morning. Holy Spirit come, I will sing and dance to show the world that I have something. So brothers and sisters, you see, the church that received the Holy Spirit, number one, they like Bible teaching. Number two, they live in fellowship. Number three, they live in one love. Number four, they have praise and worship. And then as the result, verse 47 told us, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. If the first one, some people say, praise the Lord, but some people say, no. The second one, 3,000. But the third one, multiplication happened. Of course, we all happen in this place. But sometimes, no sign, no miracle. Sometimes, no person like Peter. But still happen. Multiplication happen in this place. Because you and me live according this church. How about you, brothers and sisters? I believe we all receive Holy Spirit. Do you love Bible teaching? Do you love fellowship? Do you love to live in one love? Do you love to praise the Lord? Then this make you different with worldly people. And this kind of living style make you bring other people come to Jesus. Amen. The church is you, brothers and sisters. The church also is me. We don't talk about other person. We just talk about our person. Do I, as the church, feel with the Holy Spirit? If I feel with the Holy Spirit, then I would love to learn Bible teaching. I would love to have fellowship with other person. I would love to show my love to other person, and at the last, I would love to praise and worship God. This kind of sign is really amazing sign for other people. And the Bible told us, if we have this kind of thing, then God multiply our member in this place. Brothers and sisters, let's ask God to renew our heart. Let's repent so that multiplication happen in this place. Janela will lead us in worship.
True, and a hope that in the safety of this place, longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you, pour out my heart, say that I need you, pour out my heart, say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart, say that you're wonderful, say that you're wonderful. Here I am once again, I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry, you are listening. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer the words that are true and a hope that is real as I freedom to all that's within, in the safety of this, in the safety of this, in the safety of this place, longing to pour out my heart, say that I love. Say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart, say that you're wonderful, pour out my heart, say that I love you, pour out my heart, say that I need you, pour out my heart, say that I'm thankful.
Let's spend our time also to pray for our brothers and sisters who are suffering with many diseases. Let's pray together for them. We know some of them has cancer. They need to do chemotherapy, and also some of them need our prayer after surgery. Let's pray together. Thank you. We also pray for spiritual salvation among them. We pray that they will open their heart and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Let's pray together. And then the last part, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking a new job. This is our Thursday prayers. We pray for Mission Focus Cambodia, and then IP, and then the Well Cascade Education Ministry, Thursday Outreach, and then also Thursday House Church. We put all activity in God's hands, and we believe that there is a good fellowship among house church members. Let's pray together. Thank you. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the opportunity that come to you. Thank you for a beautiful day. We put our life into your hand and we believe the Holy Spirit that already in our heart will work through us to show your name, to glorify you now and forever. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.